between NATO and Russia. I'm Frank Motak, Fox News. U.S. intelligence officials are investigating what appears to be two missiles or rockets landing inside Poland near the border with Ukraine, killing two people. The strikes raise alarm of potential Russian targeting of a NATO member. Russia's Ministry of Defense denies the reports. U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel says authorities are now working to learn more about what happened.
We, of course, are ready to stand with our NATO allies and partners, but I want to, again, be very clear that we do not want to get ahead of hypotheticals. We do not know what has happened yet. We have seen reports out of Poland. They, of course, are incredibly concerning.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden is in Indonesia for the G20 summit. Leaders from across the globe are now nearing approval of a declaration denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Fox's Peter Ducey has the very latest.
There was a Russian delegation here in Indonesia for the G20. Putin didn't come, but his foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, did. And all this started unfolding, the missiles in Kyiv, the missiles reportedly in Poland, just after the Russian delegation left this summit site, or at least left the airport closest to this summit site. Ukraine is not part of the G20, but obviously the members here give them a lot of money and munitions.
The president is asking Congress for another $37 million in new emergency aid for Ukraine. Former President Trump says he'll make a special announcement tonight, and many expect him to say he's running for the White House again.
There would be immediate implications if he goes from former president to candidate Trump once again, though. Most notably, campaign finance laws would kick in, limiting donations he could accept from individual donors and restricting how he could use the money he already has.
That's Fox's Grady Trimble in Palm Beach. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The governor of Texas is announcing new action in response to the migrant crisis at the border with Mexico.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott Tuesday announcing he will invoke the invasion clauses of both the U.S. and Texas constitutions to take unprecedented measures to address the migrant crisis at his state's border with Mexico. Abbott stating this constitutional authority allows for the deployment of the National Guard to turn back immigrants who cross the border illegally and deploy the Texas Department of Public Safety to arrest and return those who cross illegally. Texas counties will also be permitted to build border walls, and the state will be able to enter into a compact with other states to secure the border. Agreements with foreign powers are also on the table.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano reporting. The largest strike to hit a university system since 2019 is in its second day. It involves about 50,000 workers at the University of California system, which includes UC Irvine and UCLA. Professors canceled classes and union truck drivers refused to cross picket lines to deliver packages. The unionized UC workers are demanding, among other things, higher salaries, improved child care benefits, and greater job security. Doing some holiday shopping already? There's something for those with Christmas movie memorabilia on their list.
A home on the south side of Cleveland, where the 1983 movie A Christmas Story was filmed, has been listed for sale as commercial real estate.
Yeah, but what is that? It's a major award.
Not just Ralphie's house, but the Bumpus house next door, a gift shop, and a parking lot are listed. The current owners bought the place on eBay in 2004, spent thousands restoring it, and have since welcomed more than 1 million visitors. The owners haven't specified an asking price, but potential buyers can make an offer on their website.
I triple dog dare you!
That's Fox's Jack Callahan. Some extra jingle on Wall Street. Stocks closed higher, boosted by more signs the nation's high inflation might be falling faster than expected. I'm Frank Motak. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.